loves me is when he spontaneously goes back to when we were dating, like bringing home roses. When he feels more respected by me is when I ask him before I do something.
Has that been a pressure point in your marriage?
Oh, yes, definitely. Since I was a very independent person, I didn't really like being told what to do.
All right, not many do. Listen, we're going to hear the rest of Maria's story here in just a moment and many others. Today, from the Intentional Living Center, live in our studio, I'm Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer, Stephen, and Gino on Facebook. Welcome to Facebook, friends. Thank you for joining us to be a part of the ministry as well. Now, we're talking about marriage, and I'm going to open the phone lines in a moment. But we, you know, we hear about 40-50% of marriages ending in divorce, and the statistics are pretty clear that 73% of people divorcing say, according to the research, that the most common reason for their divorce is a lack of commitment, which is interesting because that sort of is an overlay. You're going to see some of these numbers sort of overlay each other. 65% say it's a lack of communication. 36% say it's because they're not on the same page financially. 88% say they divorce because of infidelity. 45% say that because they got married too young. Unrealistic expectations, 51%. So obviously, these are much more than 100%. So you see a lot of overlap. And what we find is that one of these problems can lead to another problem, which leads to another problem. You got poor communication, then you got financial problems, and then you don't feel like your expectations are being met, and then someone else shows attention, and then there's infidelity, and then there's, separation, divorce, and these things occur. What is the one thing that can really hold your marriage together? That's what we're going to focus on today. The one thing that can hold your marriage together, and it's biblical, it's right from Scripture, and it's very straightforward, it's very powerful, it's very positive. And here it is. Love and respect. Those two are like the double punch to get the kind of marriage that deals with communication, that deals with finances, that deals with the issues of parenting differences, or deals with issues of inequality in the marriage, maybe, or a lack of preparation in the marriage. When the underlying foundation of your marriage is built on love and respect, where the Bible says to us, love your spouse, respect your spouse, it's very clear. These two things are powerful. Now, intentional living is all about a positive statement of what can we do to experience life as God intends for us to experience life. And so today we're focusing on marriage. So I'm going to open the phone lines. I need your help. Let's get this out. You and I together all around the country and around the world through our social media and on our radio network, we're going to help people see that love and respect can make a difference. So here's the question. In what ways has or do or does your spouse either demonstrate love or respect to you and your marriage, and how that makes a difference in your life and your marriage? One thing, love and respect. When do you feel that in your marriage? When do you feel most respected? When do you feel most loved? And what difference does that make? Phone line is open. Let's go. 888-888-1717 is my number. 888-888-1717. Stephen's ready to go. We'd love to hear from you. Maria, let's hear the rest of that call from Florida.
I think the way I feel that my husband loves me is when he spontaneously goes back to when we were dating, like bringing home roses or just coming up to you and hugging you for no reason, you know, just him showing affection towards me.
Hey, what do you think he would say if he were on the phone about when he feels most respected by you?
I definitely know the answer to that. When he feels most respected by me is when I ask him before I do something. Whether it be going on a trip or taking the kids somewhere.
Has that been a pressure point in your marriage?
Oh, yes, definitely. Since I was a very independent person, I didn't really like being told what to do. So I definitely feel that now that we communicate and I just tell him the simple stuff, like my parents having a cookout, and they would call me instead of calling him, and then I would tell him, well, we have a cookout today. You know, he'll be like, well, I didn't know. And he was still really left out, but now we definitely got things down, and we said, we know whatever you think or whatever I think, you know, we're just settle down and talk about it before we take any decision. It has really made our marriage go more smoother.
That's great. Thank you, Maria. You know, I've been doing this a lot of years. I've been helping a lot of couples, counseling with people, working with families and couples. And I could tell you, after hours and hours of talking to people, it's the little things that add up to the big thing that often brings them into the office. Infidelity, or we haven't communicated, or we haven't had closeness in our relationship in years. And you start to pull back the like the layers on an onion, and you get back to a lack of love and respect. Because if you respect a person, you're going to communicate with them, you're going to consider their needs, you're going to make them a priority. When you respect something, it's an important thing. I mean, and as a result, when a person, especially, I think especially guys, when they feel respected, that's a life-changing part of a marriage relationship. And of course, love. Love is patient. Love is kind. We know all of the proactive words, verbs that go along with what love is. It's an action thing. We see it in 1 Corinthians 13. When a person feels both love and respect in the marriage, I believe you're going to see divorce rates drop. You're going to see lack of better communication. You're going to see better finances. You're going to see better closeness and intimacy in the marriage. You're going to find parenting getting on the same page more often. You're going to deal with the things that matter most if you deal with the basic foundational intentional thing of being intentional about love and respect. And that's what we're talking about today. So as you share your story of when you feel most loved or most respected in your marriage, you're going to help someone else say, ooh, I could do that. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Let's go to Texas. Brenda, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. Doing great. How do you feel? When do you feel most loved?
So when my husband and I, this is both our another marriage, because our other one did not work, our previous marriage. And so one thing we did not do in our previous marriage was pray together or leave everything to God. Dawn and I immediately, that's what we do. We get on our hands and knees, and if we have an issue or a problem at night, also if we don't have any issues or problems at night, that's the first thing he says is, it's time to pray. Let's pray. And we pray for everything and anything.
What difference has that made in your marriage?
Oh my gosh. It's made a tremendous difference on our communication, on our relationship, on how we make decisions. I mean, people don't realize that that's what God intended was for people, a husband and a wife, man and woman. Once you leave your parents, you rely on each other. And so we realize that our mistake the first time, and we're like, we're not doing that again. Everything, we're going to pray about it before we make decisions, before we do anything. We're going to pray about it. Even if we're having a great day, we're still praying about it.
That's great. How many years you've been doing this now?
7 years.
7 years of marriage. Good for you.
And I was worried because I thought, okay, 7 years, most people don't make it. No, it feels still like we've been married 1 year.
That's great. Well, I'll tell you what, you guys made an important point for people listening. The first marriage didn't work. Think it would have if the two of you had been praying together? Think that would have made a difference in that first marriage?
I think had I prayed, like what my husband tries to do with the children is, if you're looking for a spouse and you're ready to get married, you pray about it. Let God choose the spouse. You don't choose that spouse. God choose the spouse. And we both agreed that that's what happened with our previous marriage. We didn't ask God, hey, what do you think about this person? No, we told God, hey, I don't care what you think. We're marrying this person. And that's what happens when you try to take it into your own hands and don't let God,
that's right.
Decision.
Yeah, like I said, this is the whole intentional living message. There's three ways of approaching. We can either live life as others intend, which is bondage, or we can live life as we intend, which is really risky, or we can live our lives as God intended. And of course, prayer is a big part of that. Very powerful. All right, Brenda, thank you. How about you? Come on, guys. When do you feel most respected by that woman you're married to? When do you feel most respected? Some of you are saying never. Oops. Ouch. How about love? Come on, ladies. Either way, when do you feel most loved or respected, men and women? And if you're not, if you hear a question like that and say, boy, I wish I had that in our marriage, there's the goal. Because see, what happens is you go in and say, I want to communicate better with my spouse. Well, that's good. You can give you techniques. Not that complicated to communicate. You say something, they hear what you say and answer back, right? That's communication. The problem isn't just the communication. The problem is if there's not love and respect underneath, there's no foundation to build on. And so when do you feel most loved? When do you feel most respected? 888-888-1717. Come and join the discussion today.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I just wanted to thank Intentional Living. Life can get so overwhelming. Focusing on one thing has really helped me just be present because I feel the presence of God.
With your support, the lives of people like Donna are changed and they can experience God in a new way.
I love you guys. Thank you. You're making a big difference.
Support Intentional Living today with a monthly gift, and you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's life-changing monthly teachings from the past 2 years.
This month, we have an incredible opportunity, as some friends in the ministry will match your gift dollar for dollar up to $19,000 right now. To receive unlimited access to Dr. Randy's teachings and send in your matching gift, call 888-888-1717 today or visit the IntentionalLife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, let me take just about 60 seconds and ask a favor of my friends. I think we're friends, right? I need your help. In fact, this is the first time I think I've mentioned this month. We do have, as you just heard shared from Kurt and the others, we have some friends of the ministry who have come together and said, we want to close out this year, fiscal year, strong for Intentional Living. What's the need? And they have put together a matching gift of $19,617. That's what it is, total. And so far, we've had 12% of that matched. So we only have, 18 days left. We have $17,340 to match, which means when you give, it'll be doubled. And this gets added into the ministry. And I'll tell you what, it's going to take every one of these matching gifts to get us to the point of meeting the need by the end of June. So can I just throw out there, and this is for those of you who are sharing a special love gift today or for this month, an additional gift. Maybe you're already a regular member, but this is an additional gift, maybe a 13th month. Can I challenge someone who could share maybe a generous year-end gift of $1,000 or more? It'll be doubled. It'll be matched by these friends of the ministry. We need your help. We're getting started here with only 18 days to go, $17,340 left. And Heather is keeping track of this. I'm going to ask her to kind of give me daily reports so I can count down with you, okay? And so $17,340 to be matched. Maybe someone take care of the whole thing. That'd be fantastic. How do I do it? Okay, here you go. You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. That's our number. Press number 2. The prompt will take you to the staff. They'll be happy to talk to you, and you can give your gift if you'd like to talk to a robot. By the way, this is the ultimate, not artificial intelligence, but real intelligence, real people. Okay? Nothing artificial about them. 888-888-1717, press number 2, or safe and securely online, just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Some of you who are on our mailing list, you still receive the letters. You can respond, get it in the mail, so it's credited for this year, and respond, but we need you. There it is. And I'll just share the numbers with you as we go, counting down to the end of the month. All right. Took more than 60 seconds. Sorry about that. Today, we're talking about love and respect. When do you feel most loved in your marriage? When do you feel most respected? Someone listening needs to hear what matters to you, because I almost guarantee that ladies, when you call and tell what when you feel most loved, may relate to some guy's wife who's listening who needs to hear it from you, and vice versa. So you can be a help. All right. 888-888-1717 is the number. Let me see. Let's go to Terry in Tennessee. Terry, when do you feel most loved?
You know, my husband and I have devotions together every morning, and we read God's word, and then we pray, and we pray out loud. And we pray about many different things, our kids, our church, our pastors. But when I hear him pray for me, and when I hear him thank God for bringing me into his life, it is so meaningful.
Mm. It's meaningful even saying and it, isn't it?
Yeah, he will even pray specifically out loud when he sees me, you know, maybe struggling with something. And I'm just like, this man cares so much for me, and his tenderness towards God when he's praying for me. It just is so meaningful.
Mm. How many years did you say you've been married?
It's a second marriage for both of us, but we've been married 23 years.
Wow. Listen, we know the stats on second marriages are under a great deal more stress. And it sounds like he's really stepped up to say, hey, this marriage, we want to make this marriage a really beautiful thing for both of you.
He has, and we both have realized that the key is absolutely making God first in our lives. Mm. And also, for many years, we didn't have morning devotions together because we were so caught up in the work life and running out the door. And now we've been blessed to both be retired. And to be able to get up in the mornings and first thing, you know, read together and pray together, it has made such a difference in our marriage. We've always had a good marriage, but it is more precious than I could ever say. And it's just because we're seeking God together, and we've learned that the closer we individually get to God, the closer we get to each other.
All right. Thank you for sharing that. You know, we got a theme here. Prayer, time together, closeness. Intimacy comes in lots of ways. And one of the most important ways would be in this love and respect area. If you love your spouse, that's going to impact how you respond to everything. If you respect your spouse, that's going to respond. Listen, let me just say this to women who are listening. I think I speak for most men that they know when they feel respected and when they don't. And when there's a lack of respect, I can tell you that's like an arrow in the heart. It hurts. And I can tell you right now, the opposite is also true, that I would say to guys, listen, I think your spouse knows when they feel loved or not loved. And I know that respect and love go back and forth for both males and females, men and women. But the fact is, these things matter. And when these core things are not a part of a marriage, all of these other things that come in to bring people into counseling to see people like me for communication and disagreements and arguments and parenting disputes could have been easily resolved if love and respect were at the core. That's just a fact. All right, let me go to Ann. He was in the Detroit area. Hi there, Ann. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Randy. Good. I just wanted to share, we've been married 33 years. We have a good marriage. He's a wonderful, godly man, strong Christian faith and basis. I definitely agree with praying together and scripture study and all. But what I wanted to share, he and I have very opposite love languages.
Oh. Yeah.
And for many years, I didn't feel loved. I knew he loved me, and he would tell me he loved me, but I didn't really feel it. And I learned to understand his love languages, and when he wants to show me something on his phone, or his love languages are, you know, sitting the shoulder to shoulder, enjoying something together.
Mm-hmm.
And but that's not my love language. But so I've learned that when he does that, he's showing me that he wants to be with me, that he loves me. So basically, I'm kind of training my brain and understanding that that's how he is showing that he loves me. If that makes sense.
Yeah, you're training your brain.
So it's understanding how he shows love, yeah. Even though it's not my love language.
What is your love language?
Oh, touch, physical touch. And he was a premature baby that all his early touch was painful. So he does not like to touch or be touched. So, oh, so that's a hard one. But, you know, we've made it work and you grow together and you learn to love each other. And I'm very thankful for him.
How long have you been married?
33 years.
So being able to talk about this, in other words, instead of letting it turn into resentment and differences, you can talk about it and kind of understand, and like you say, train your life and your brain to connect in ways that, feel good to both of you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's important. All right.
Yes.
Appreciate your call. Hey, I'm glad you're listening to New 93.1. What do you think? You enjoying the radio station?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yeah, what part of Michigan? I mean, what part of the Detroit area do you live?
West Bloomfield.
Oh yeah.
So west side, but yeah.
Great. Well, I'm glad you found.
Very thankful for your ministry. I've followed you for many, many years, and you know we've appreciated so much of your. Our kids are all grown and gone now, but you know all the parenting and just over all the years. So thank you so much for all that you've poured into so many of us.
Well,
and God bless you for all of that.
Very encouraging. Thank you, Ann. I appreciate it. We've been at it for a while, and glad to do it. And listening to the new 93.1, the powerhouse Family Life Radio across Southeast Michigan, all of Metro Detroit, east and west, Ann Arbor, down toward Toledo, north toward Flint, into beautiful Canada, all into Windsor and Ontario. We welcome you if you're new, if you've spun the dial and found us. Glad to have you be a part of the growing family, Family Life Radio, and Intentional Living family as well. Quick break, right? And then we'll be right back. If you mistreat your marriage, it's not going to be okay. If you mistreat your body over an extended period of time, it's likely it's not going to be okay. If you're not diligent in your work, you're going to have a ceiling that you hit. It's not going to be okay. So while we can't guarantee, because we choose to live intentionally, that God, like in a genie in a bottle, we're going to rub it and everything's going to be fine, I can tell you, and I think it's intuitive, isn't it, that if we're not intentional in our life, things aren't going to be okay. And I think that's one of the motivating foundational principles of intentional living. This is for your life.
Yeah, it is. That's an excerpt from the teaching called Intentional Living 101. It's the basics of intentional living. It's our featured lesson for our intentional living members up on our exclusive site for our members. We have teaching from the last couple of years, our monthly teaching. So there's, 20, 30, 40 different topics. And we continue to add new ones as I teach them and get them up there for you. And that's for our members. If you're not a part of part of the team, your monthly support matters, especially now as we're closing out this fiscal year. So please come and be a part of the team. And by the way, everything is being matched as you share an additional love gift here at year end, maybe a 13th month gift. For those of you who are supporting us, it'd be a big help as you go to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. All right, Jeff, how you doing?
I'm good, Randy. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. Appreciate your call. When do you feel loved and respected in your marriage?
So when my comments or my suggestions are honored and taken into account for decision-making around the house and otherwise?
Like what? Give an example. It makes sense. I hear what you're saying. Give an example when that what that might feel like or what that might look like.
Okay, so, you know, for instance, like there's a big decision coming up in the, with finances, or a big decision with buying something for the house, or a color we're going to paint in a room or something like that. When she asks me my opinion, even if she doesn't necessarily take it, it's just the point that she asked.
Yeah.
It means a lot, you know?
Yeah, it does. And that cuts that both ways, sense. Doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Because if your opinion isn't validated, or your emotions aren't validated, even though, you know, feelings may be fickle or whatever, they're still valid. So if they're ignored, or if they're not took into account, that causes pain and strife in the marriage.
It does. That's a good point. I mean, we want to be understood. We need to feel like we matter, and our comments matter, and our input matters in marriage, no matter what the topic is. That's for sure. How long have you been married, Jeff?
For 26 years.
That's good.
To my high school sweetheart, yeah.
Yeah, me too. In fact, Don and I graduated. We sat next to each other at graduation in high school, walked down the aisle together, went to school together, been together ever since, got married 2 years later as teenagers. And so, I mean, we've just been together so much that she's happy at this stage in my life when I say, well, I'm not sure I'm going to retire. That's good. You just keep going. You just keep going. You're welcome to come home, but just, I'm not sure she was ready for me to just be there all day. I don't know if she's listening or not, but she probably would agree. I don't think there's going to be any big disagreement on that one, Jennifer. Are you on the air today live? Yes, yes, yes. All right, I'll see you later. All right. Okay, we got to wrap it up today. I'll tell you what, though. So I don't have to go home for a while. I'm going to stay here for another half hour with Jennifer and Steven and Gino, and we're just going to leave the phone line open because we want to record your one thing when you feel most loved or when you feel most respected. And then we're going to put all those together and share them tomorrow, I think. No, next week on the show. And so if you don't call, I have no one to talk to but myself. So give me a call. Tell me, when do you feel most loved? When do you feel most respected? Love to hear from you. 888-888-1717 is my number. Let's go. 888-888-1717. Just take a minute or two. Wherever you're listening around the country, the podcast, the radio program, you can be a part of the show. Again, thanks for those of you praying for us. Thanks for those of you who are so faithfully supporting the ministry. I appreciate that. You can find out more at theintentionallife.com or call and talk to me, 888-888-1717. This is Intentional Living. It's a ministry of Intentional Life Media.